Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL.
Skippy John Jones in the Doghouse by Judy Schachner. Between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., Skippy John Jones created his finest piece of artwork ever. It went up and down and all around a newly painted hall, and this rubbed his mama's fur the wrong way. "Drop that crayon right now, Mr. Doodlepaws," commanded Mama Junebug Jones. "You're not the boss of me," said Skippy John Jones. "In your dreams, Mr. Beans," said Mama. "I cannot believe that in 2 quiet hours you covered the walls with those cockeyed chihuahuas," she scolded. "You are not a chihuahua. You are a naughty Siamese cat, and you need a timeout to think about that." The kitty boy did not budge. But Junebug could be very persuasive. "If you think more like a cat," she said, "Mama will catch you a mouse big and fat. I'll dip it in butter and roll it in cheese. All you must do is think Siamese. And stay out of your closet or you'll really be in the doghouse," she added, putting him into his room. In fact, Skippy John Jones was thinking before Mama Junebug Jones even left. He was thinking of bouncing. "Doghouse," repeated Skippy John Jones, beginning to bounce. First he bounced high, then he bounced low, pointing his rear to the chair down below. "Everyone knows from my big ears to my toes, I'm not a Siamese, I'm Skippy John Jones. A chihuahua to my bones, and that's what I think about that." But he missed the chair and went careening into a pile of stuffed animals. "Holy jalapeno!" exclaimed Skippy John Jones, pulling a bird from his ear. "The little bird says there is a bobble in the doghouse." Quicker than you can say, "Skippy John Jones, Skippy John Jones, Skippy John Jones," the kitty boy climbed into his mask and cape. Then, using his very best Spanish accent, he began to sing. "Oh, my name is Skippito Fresquito, and I heard from a little birdito that the doggies have fled from the goblin head who goes by the name Babolito." Down the hall, Mama and the girls squeezed together on the couch for a little TV. "Can Skippy John watch Quiz Kitties with us?" asked Jilly Boo. "Not right now, Pigeon Puff," answered Mom. Skipper Doodle still has some serious Siamese thinking to do. But Skippy John Jones was not thinking Siamese. He's thinking Chihuahua. Quiet as a cotton ball, Skippito rolled into his closet. He blew past a boulder, chucked up a hill, and arrived alongside a shack, perched 2 bones shy of the end of the world. "Where in the Jequito am I?" wondered Skippito aloud. The place bloomed with sniffing noses. "Who wants to know?" growled a voice from inside. "It is I, El Skippito Fresquito, the great sword fighter, the great bumblebito eater, the great fly defeater, the great spider biter, and greatest poco perrito of all," said Skippito. Suddenly, a rope cut the air with a snap-ito and wrapped around his paw. "Whoa," said Skippito as he flew under the curtain and into the shack. The house was chock full of chihuahuas. They were cavorting in the cupboards and splashing in the sink. They were chilling in the ice cube trays and melting into drinks. And sitting right in the middle of the mayhem were his old amigos, Los Chimichangos. "Hola, Skippito," Don Diego, the biggest of the small ones, grinned. "We have been waiting for you, dude. Yesterday morning, we left the house to buy some beans, and at night when we returned, a babolito was in La Casa Perrito." "Not in the little doghouse," exclaimed Skippito. "Uh-huh," said Poquito Tito. "A jumbolito pain," agreed Poca Tatito. "And you are just what the doctor ordered." This made the Puchitos feel so good that they all began to sing and dance. "Stop it! You are killing me, dudes," said Skippito. "Enough of the monkey business," said Poquito Tito as he pulled Skipito outside and over to a giant tortilla. "Lie down and close your eyes," ordered Poquito Tito.
"Por qué?"
asked Skipito nervously. "Because, dude," said Poquito Tito, "at 5 o'clock, Abuelo Crispito will spill the frijoles."
"Not the beans again," said Skipito.
At Cinco Bells, a Chihuahua has an old Montezuma pop out of the holy boulder and Batooey brought forth 3 beans. "It's a 3-beaner," declared the perritos, and they rolled Skipito into a 3-bean burrito. "Now we are sure to have good luck." Then the burrito was packed onto the skateboard with the rest of the puchitos, and together they rolled over the cliff into the Valley of the Dogs, singing as they went, "Yes, sirree, sirrito, clap, clap. It's the return of our boy, El Skipito, clap, clap. A bird in his ear said we needed him here. It's kaboom to the big babolito, clap, clap." Los Chimichangos and the burrito blew into the town of Pato Pato Ganso faster than a flea on a lying furball. To the right of the square stood La Casa Perrito. "Mira, Skipito," howled Don Diego. "The nodding babolito is up in the attica." But Skipito was too scared to look. The perritos did not give a hootito about Skipito's jitters. They just wanted the babolito out, and he was the dog for the job. With one big flourish, the perritos unrolled the tortilla and tossed the kitty boy and the beans up, up, up into the air until he landed on the roof of the doghouse. "Go get him, Skipito," cried the puchitos. "Oh, mamalita," cried Skipito, catching a glimpse of the hulking shadow of the babolito. Skipito flashed his naughty monkey eyes and lunged straight for the head of the babolito. "Yee-haw-ito," hollered Skipito as he took the ride of his life, and in no time flat, that kitty boy brought that babolito right down to size. Faster than you could say, chili-chewing chihuahuas, he grabbed the itty-bitty babolito and stuffed him into his pants. Skipito rolled the railing all the way down to the front door, and he bounced into the good night air, landing right in the middle of the fluffy white tortilla. Los Chimichangos rolled Skipito up snug as a bug and began to chant, "Muchas gracias, Skippy Dippy Dango. Muchos puchos, lickety stickety mango. Goso boso, chimmy chimmy chango." And they carried the burrito all the way back to his room. With Quiz Kitties over, Mama Junebug directed her ears towards Skippy John's very quiet room. "Hmm," mused Mama, "I wonder what he's up to." She told the girls to go and take a peek. "He's all wrapped up in his old white blankie," said Jezebel. "And he's talking to my itty-bitty kitty bobblehead," said Jujubee. "Maybe he's thinking Siamese," added Jillyboo. "Really?" added Mama. "Oh, he's such a little crumb cake." But Skippy John Jones was not thinking Siamese. He was still thinking Chihuahua. "Do you like mice and beans?" Skippy John asked the bobblehead when he touched the itty-bitty kitty's nose with the tip of his blanket. The bobblehead just nodded. "Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Me too," said Skippy John Jones.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.